Good morning, Ayo Chill. It is Tuesday, March 5th. It is a rainy day in Jersey. My windows are covered in little water beads. It's kind of soothing, but over a little period of time, kind of makes it feel like London. And if you've never been to Europe, plan your next trip immediately. Guys, today's topic that I wanted to talk about, the first thing that came into my mind, funny enough, today was just kind of trying new things. And I know it's going to sound mad corny, but let me get into it because I feel like a lot of people are scared to really take their first step into doing things they've never done before. And this is not going to be one of those talks where I'm like, you know, like, oh, you need to build confidence and whatever. Like, I really feel like instead of building confidence, excuse me, I would say focus on not caring what people think. I think doing it actually is the easiest part of it. And I think not worrying about what other people think is the hardest part of it. Because, you know, there's so many thoughts that go into when you're hitting that post button and you're waiting for that first like, or you're waiting for that first person to see what you put up. And it's hard to fall in love with the game instead of falling in love with the attention. And that's kind of a big thing. It's kind of like, all right, well, the attention that you get from posting something gives you some sort of validation. But my validation personally comes from putting out work that I'm proud of, regardless of what it gets. You know, I feel like at this point, I've put out so many things onto the internet and none of it has really grabbed significant traction. I think I am sort of known in my community, in the music community, but not at a large scale. But I'm also okay with that because when I tell people, hey, I do podcasts, I do videos, I do this, I feel like I have a small repertoire of things that I'm proud of that I could show people. And I think that's very important. And I think focusing on that is key to becoming a true artist, becoming a true creator, because your biggest judge is yourself and not the people who are judging your content. And I think also thinking this way helps you stay true to yourself and helps you stay true to your audience, since your audience is going to build off of who you are. Regardless of what they say about your content. Sometimes there's a balancing point in between it, but we'll get there. I think I've said it in many podcasts before how I'm not too fond of West Coast culture. And, you know, I say that as a very general umbrella term. It's obviously not all of West Coast culture because there are people, this is not going to be the best example I give. There's people from the East Coast that I know moved to the West Coast and they're some of the realest people I know. But I also find that, you know, in West Coast social media culture, let's say, it's very clout based and it's very like, oh, if the people respond well, then I must have done a good job. And for me, I feel like that might be kind of lazy in a way. It's like because in general, if you're going for what the people want, maybe that's something that you do either subconsciously or maybe that's your goal. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. But what I don't like it is that it allows for more of a chance of being fake, or I feel like it adds more of a chance of just being disingenuous. Let's say that, because fake is such an overused term that everybody uses. But yes, disingenuous. And disingenuous to who? To yourself. You know, I don't put out podcasts of people who I think have hella clout. I put out podcasts that I feel like of people who I respect when it comes to my one-on-one podcasts. I feel like I put out clips and stuff that I make from hand. And recently, like I'm trying the Opus AI thing for clips for my podcast, because editing is super strenuous on my brain and on my time. But you know, the problem, a part of the problem I have with the Opus AI is it doesn't feel like me. It feels like I'm just feeding the clout machine. I'm feeding the viral gods, if you will. And so it doesn't necessarily feel right. But like I said, there is a balance somewhere in between where it's like you do have to respond a little bit to how the culture is right now in general, and then also find out how you can be yourself the most. And that all circles back around to knowing yourself and also being confident in who you are. And not confident in who you are, but not caring what other people think, that what you do, because you rock with the stuff you do regardless. I think that art has such a bigger role than just receiving, you know, receiving quote unquote validation from other people. It's like, do you feel good about what you did, and does it make you happy? That's the most important thing to talk about, you know? And unfortunately, not all of us in this life will get to be that person who makes monetary gains from what we love to do, which is also not the worst thing in the world, because if you can find a way to still find time to do what you love while also taking care of the monetary things that you need to, that's also such a beautiful thing. Because obviously it's a very competitive industry. But it doesn't need to be competitive. It can be loving. It can be us sharing. It could be us experiencing this together because we can. And no matter what part of life we come from, whether it be rich, excuse me, whether it be rich, poor, far, near, south, north, east, west, doesn't matter, that we can experience this together and really, I think, experience love together. Because I feel like in this case, in my brain, I'm thinking music. Music is love. It's a form of communication. And music is one of those forms of communication that transcends all language barriers. It transcends all understanding barriers. It's something that you feel. So this is what goes through my brain when I'm thinking about how to be more me, how to do stuff that I like more, and letting the people who rock with who I am really get to experience me in that way. Yeah. That's what's gone through my brain this morning. I'm trying to think of any more ways I can elaborate. Sometimes these podcasts are longer, sometimes they're shorter, but I think that's a big thing. And it's difficult. Because honestly, this past week, I've had a very troubling week of having some sort of validation from the things that I've posted up on Instagram. And it's hard because, you know, sometimes that engagement from people does help propel you forward. And then the lack of engagement makes you feel like you're not doing good enough. And the hardest thing to do when in this is to stay steadfast. Because it's like, all right, regardless of what I'm doing, you have to relook at what you're putting out and be like, am I proud of it? Is it sticking to what I want? Is it sticking to my goals of growth? Is it sticking to being the most genuine I could be? And sometimes it doesn't. Like this past week, I haven't found much success with the Opus AI stuff, but I also feel like I haven't given it its all and its full potential. It's very easy to say, what the hell? It didn't work out when you post something. Or when you share a piece of artwork, or it doesn't get the reaction that you want from it, even if it's in person, friend to friend, you're showing a friend a song in the car, you're showing a friend a piece of artwork that you drew, or you're showing them a poem and it didn't have the effect that you wanted it to, then that could mean a couple of things. That could mean, Jesus Christ, I'm so sorry that I have my notifications on. This just means you have to go back to the drawing board and be like, maybe my thing didn't impact more. Maybe it's just not understood. Maybe it's not the right audience. Who knows? You know, you have to kind of play the field. But the biggest thing is to not let it take you down too far to the point where you want to give up. There are going to be highs and lows. That's how this thing works, baby. I'm not going to lie. It sucks sometimes. It really does. And it can get very lonely. It can feel like no one cares. But trying to think of an analogy here. Just because you're not heard at the moment doesn't mean you're not making sound. It doesn't mean you're not making movement. Because you are. Just because nobody sees it doesn't mean it's not happening. And as long as you know you're doing it and you're improving, then I don't think there's much that is a bad thing there. I think you should keep trying. I think you should keep going for it. Even if it's just to share it and, you know, this today's podcast has been all over the place. But don't give up. I know it's tough, but your work and your portfolio overall will make sense. I've been doing this for 4 years, bro. Ayo Chill has existed for 4 years. And, dude, sometimes I have days where I feel like giving up. And there's some days where I'm like, I'm so inspired and it's so hard at times, especially since by the end of this year, I don't know what's going to be my housing arrangement. And I honestly have not been making, I haven't been making a good amount of monetary gains at all within the past 2 years. And it's starting to really take a toll on me and it's really starting to get difficult. And I don't want to get a regular 9-to-5 to support myself. Again, I really am trying to make it work doing this and bless my family who help support me, bless my friends who stay believing in me. But it is not easy and it takes a toll on me sometimes. But it's this exact conversations that I have to myself, what I'm having with you guys right now, that makes me feel like, hey, stick in there, stick to your craft. You have to believe in it. It takes time. And there's so many stories of, you know, artists from all different sects of art, you know, comedians where like, I didn't do my first special. It took me 10 years to do my first special. And I think about that. I'm like, 10 years? What you do for 10 years that you couldn't make a special with? And, you know, and obviously some of the older comedians lived in a different time frame that we do today. But even like comedians like Matt Rife, you know, oh my god, freaking I know he's been like in the news a lot these past couple years, but I think he does have a great story too. You know, he's been doing comedy for a while and then it finally takes off and it absolutely blows up, and not everyone's story is going to look like that. But it's just an example of something to give you hope, to show you like, hey, look, this doesn't happen overnight. And this doesn't happen for people who aren't consistently putting effort into what they love. And the hardest part about it is that there's a lot of people putting work into what they love. And even so, at some point, you're going to look at it and be like, all right, do I want to do this as a living or do I want to do this for the love? And I think either one is the right decision. I think there's no lower form of doing it, you know. I don't think that, you know, Dave Chappelle, one of the greatest comedians of our time, is any more than another comedian who's doing something in, I don't know, a small comedy club somewhere else. They might have different skill levels, but hell, if you could make a person smile and laugh, you tell me what the difference is. All right, this podcast has gone long enough. I hope you have a beautiful day. I know it's rainy Jersey, and sometimes this weather can get the best of us, but man, I feel like the rain washes everything away, although Mother Nature has been washing Jersey for the past couple of days, and it's kind of annoying. But hey, it's Jersey. Much love always. Remember always, peace, love, unity. Three big things that I always think about, and yeah, dude. Bro, why do my... Dude, you ever have friends who just send you the most sus texts? I'm trying to end this podcast. and my friends are sending me sus texts, bro. OD. All right. Anyway, much love always. GMAC gang. I don't know why it's GMAC. Good morning, AOCHO. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Much love always. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.